Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
So I'm very honored to announce to you the session with Mimi Kuo Diemer. I hope I pronounced correctly.
Very well done, yeah.
Thank you. So an author and teacher for over 20 years, co-founder of Taoist Flow Yoga Teacher Training Program, integrating yoga, qigong, and somatic-based movement principles. And Mimi champions the balance of playfulness and precision as the best way forward in life. So Mimi, please take over.
Well, thank you so much, Renko. And it's really nice to see some familiar faces starting to pop up on the screen. If you are not shy, raise your hand and show up. Oh, hey, Chris. Hi, Candida. And Louise, hello. It's an honor to be part of this conference, and I'm really excited to be presenting and to have such a global presence. My name is, Renko said, Mimi Kuo Diemer, and I'm here to share a practice that has been very central to my life for 16, 17 years now, but it's just getting richer and richer for me, and I really hope that by being here, I might be able to share some of the things that I love about it. One of the things that I wanted to kind of touch on is the sense right now of you know, where we're at in the world, and there's so much disconnection, and then there's sort of a sense as well of not being able to do our normal things in life, and that can be very jarring. It can cause a lot of imbalance in the body and in the heart and the mind. And for me, I feel that Qigong is something that one, it encourages a bigger, broader view of my life. I do practice, and I feel connected to the natural world. And it's also something that I feel helps me anchor myself and create some more steadiness in my life. And when there's so much uncertainty in things happening right now, I feel like that is really potent medicine. Something that grounds me and anchors me and gives me a little steadiness. So the title of our session today, Qigong and the Movement of Energy and Intention. I'm going to look at some of the words that I've chosen to be part of this title first, and then we're going to do some practice together. The word qi, gong, qi means generally life force, life essence, life energy. Gong means to work or cultivate. And in Mandarin, you pronounce it qi, gong. Okay. So the few of you who are on screen, can I just see your mouths doing that? Qi, gong, like cheese. Yeah, qi, gong. I say this because a lot of people see the letter Q-I and they say something very different, like Qigong. And that in Japan would maybe make sense. Qi is similar to qi. But in terms of it being a Chinese practice, to use the word qi, and often you see it written C-H-I. So in Mandarin, Qigong, but in English, Qigong. And similar to the way that I might say Paris instead of Paris when I'm speaking English. So that's what we're looking at, Qigong. And then before I go into the other words in the title, I'm just curious of those who are here, if you could do a short poll. And I think Alina has the poll question ready. The question is, how many have you done Qigong? Who has done Qigong before? And just answer in your poll. Who has done Qigong before? And I don't get to see the results. I don't know how I can see the results, but maybe when it's done, it can pop up on the screen. I'll be left with the mystery. But I'm curious, you know, if there is a result, whether I can see it.
Maybe if you click on the this poll polling button.
Okay, now I see it. So interesting. About a quarter of you have not done it, and seven and three quarters of you have. Fantastic. So in terms of movement, Qigong, and the movement of energy and intention, the word movement, you know, implicates or implies a sense of fluidity and change, a reminder that nothing in our experience is static or fixed. And this may, you might hear this and feel kind of a sense of greater possibility, wonder. It may also open up some uncertainty or a lack of control. What I'd say though is over time, when we do Qigong or other practices that help us meet that fluid, changing nature of all things, the latter gives way to the former, right? Or we feel more at ease with the wonder of things. And then energy, you know, Qigong, the movement of energy and intention. Energy, all forms of energy relate to motion. You know, this is just from science what we know. And energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred. In scientific terms, this is understood as the conservation of energy, you know, the first law of thermodynamics. You know, there's different kinds of energy: electric, kinetic, potential, nuclear, geothermal, gravitational. Yeah. But according to sort of Western concepts of looking at energy, all life on Earth uses and leverages this one type of energy, transferring from one thing to another. And energy defined is the capacity for doing work. It's or work that at a certain force can do. You know, energy equals mass times a constant. So what it does in our bodies, though, energy, and I feel it relates to Qigong, is that energy, as it's being transferred and as it's moving through us, fuels our internal functions. It repairs, builds, and maintains everything in us, our tissues, our cells. It supports our ability to think, to digest, to sense and feel. It's our gateway, really, to the processes that help us interact with everything around us. And, you know, we take in energy from food. It's a transfer of energy. We take in energy from other people. We take in energy from the movements that we then choose to do. Yeah. So then, the Chinese understanding of energy, qi, now, in a way, this gets a little tricky because they say, well, we can't define what qi is. It's a little bit vague. But if we think of it as energy, it's something that is always present, always transferring. And then it's also what, in Chinese, the best example that I've heard or definition is that it's the blueprint that gives rise to all matter. You know, everything is created by energy, and everything is affected and moving through transfers of energy. And a rock comes out of the earth, and it's different than other rocks next to it because of qi. We grow up, and each one of us is individually distinct because of this distinctive energetic blueprint that is qi. And in Chinese, qi is used very broadly. It can be the atmosphere, it can be your facial complexion, it can be energy that you birth, like anger, sheng qi, you know, to birth qi. So how does this relate to intention? Yeah, qigong, the movement, right? All energy is movement. The movement, everything fluid and changing of energy, work that's being transferred and giving rise to all matter. And then intention. In Chinese, intention is known as yi. And I'm just going to screen share the character for yi. Bear with me. Let's see, screen share. Where'd it go? There it is, okay. Yi, can you guys see this? Maybe make it look bigger. Chinese character for yi is a beautiful character. Candida, can you just give me a thumbs up that you can see that? Yeah, okay, cool. So the bottom little radical, and I don't know if you know Chinese characters are made of components called radicals, but this bottom one is the heart, also sometimes known as the heart-mind, xin. This one is typically known as the sun, which is a really strong source of energy. But it can also mean yue, which means to speak. And then this up here, li, is to stand. So when we use intention, we're taking energy and our heart's you know, kindness or love or warmth, and taking a stand in the world, actively doing something. It's a very powerful combination of ideas, I find. But when we look at qi in terms of qigong, there's an old saying in Chinese medicine that the yi, the intention, directs the qi, our energy. The qi affects the blood. And this is like an equation, and there's been quite a lot of work in neuroscience around how we measure, you know, neuroscience is measuring the brain and effects in the body. They can't measure qi because they don't know how to define it, but they can measure yi, they can measure the mind or intention, and then they can measure the blood. And so what they're finding is people who do qigong and tai chi, they are showing very, very low levels or decreased levels of something important in our body, which are inflammatory cytokines. And the leading cause of many diseases these days is inflammation. So a cytokine is just it's a protein. You don't have to know too many details about it, but it has a very direct effect on cellular interaction and communication. And an inflammatory cytokine is what promotes certain inflammation. And some inflammation is good. When you get hurt and there's a bump, that's good. It goes and it protects it. It creates heat. But if inflammation is through your body in a way that's clogging your arteries, inhibiting the free flow of energy, then you're in trouble long term. Or you could be in trouble. You can get tired, fatigued. You can feel damage to your arteries and organs and joints, and eventually, chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes and cancer and Alzheimer's. So when we work with qigong, it's really about starting to put this equation together of using our mind to direct the movement and transfer of energy, through our body to promote well-being, to work the qi, to cultivate it and let it feel more balanced, more less erratic and less deficient, which are tendencies in qigong, and more balanced, like a free-flowing river through a mountain. And less obstacles in the way of the flow. So qigong, it's one of my loves. It's medical, it's part of Chinese medicine. It's martial, so many martial artists, they need to store energy, and then release it as they work in with their opponents. And it's spiritual. And the spiritual aspect of it, the simplest way to think of it is that you're unifying and harmonizing with the natural world. That the harnessing of movement and energy is to let you feel more at ease and at home and in alignment with everything that is around you and within you. Does that sound good? Should we do some practice and try this out? All right. So please come to stand. And to illustrate the effect of mind intention on body and on energy, stand with your feet about shoulders distance wide. Easy movement. So, by the way, you can do this sitting in a chair too. So if you're tired today, you've got some weakness in the legs, or it's not possible to come standing, please do know that all of what we're doing can be done sitting as well. I don't think you can do it lying down though, so sitting would be good. And just do this. Inhale your arms forward and up. And then exhale the arms back down. So that is movement. Might feel nice. Do that again. Breathing in and breathing out. And there's some intention behind that, in that we're saying, okay, arms, inhale them, rise. Arms, exhale them, lower. Now, if we add intention, different intentions, say arms are going to move through clouds. As you breathe in, your arms move through clouds. Yeah, and then as they descend, they're floating down through soft, pillowy white clouds. Again, arms move through clouds. You know, the very beautiful form of water that is, we can see it visibly, but we try to feel or touch it, and it's elusive. And now imagine that your arms do move through a river, moving through water, moving through, you're in the water, you're moving the arms through water. So nothing has changed except your intention. The movement is exactly the same. Yeah. But the intention is changing the way in which we're transferring energy through the cells and through the body. This is the power of intention. So moving through water is a different feeling for me, hopefully maybe for you, than moving through clouds. And now imagine your arms move through mud, like really dense, thick mud. Arms lift, moving through mud. Yeah, yeah. So not only does the quality of the movement change, but all of the muscles in response to the intention of your mind are changing. You're initiating a resistance training by moving your arms through mud. This is the power of visualization. You know, not mud that is so thick you can't move them at all, but just mud that's a little resistant. Yeah, and that's the power of intention. Moving through mud. Yeah. Good. Now, move back into moving the arms through water. So it's very easy, but out to the sides and overhead. And natural breathing. Move the hands, palms facing the earth, middle fingers face each other, down, moving through water. So there's a very gentle feeling, nothing so resistant, and yet not quite as soft as clouds. We're going to add a different intention now, still moving the arms through water. Gather tendencies towards excess or deficiency in your body. So excess would be a little too much energy or fast moving energy. Deficiency would be lethargy, sluggishness. clear with your hands as they come down in front of the front body. Clear what feels excessive or deficient. Good. And then gather this time. So gather what is your capacity for balance. Energy that is neither moving excessively or deficiently, but balanced, harmonious, free-flowing. And fill into the space you earlier cleared. Fill into the space that you cleared. Good. And then third final round is to, still moving arms through water, gather what you filled, your capacity. And this is important to have a sincerity in your efforts. Capacity for balance. And seal it in. Sealing it in means like sealing an envelope before you mail the contents. You seal in food in the refrigerator maybe to keep it fresher. You seal in this potential, this capacity for greater balance. Okay. And then rest your hands, one over the other, onto the lower abdomen. This in Chinese and Qigong is known as the lower Dan Tian. Field Tian. Dan means cinnabar, related to times in Qigong's history where alchemy was favored. And you saw cinnabar as one of the alchemical processes used and to achieve longevity. I'm taking a few breaths there with this orientation towards growing in your field of the abdomen and the possibilities of a long and healthy life. So some of you may not be, especially new to Qigong, you may not be used to standing on your feet very long. So we're going to shift over to the left leg and foot for a moment if you're standing. And just take a couple circles of the right leg. I'm mirroring you here. So if you think, oh, no, that's her left leg, I'm intentionally teaching in a way that hopefully you can just mirror me. And then just circle the other way. Just to release to the foot, but also to some joint spaces. So ankles, knees, hips, the joints in the body, they believe are home to energy gates. So like a gate that lets in and lets out things, energy can get blocked if the gates are rusty or corroded. And so we'll switch sides and shift your weight over to your right foot and just circle the heel of your left foot. So we're just mobilizing a little bit through the joints. In the Tao Te Ching, there's a quote that I really like. You can reverse here. What is brittle is easy to break. What is rooted is easy to nourish. What is brittle is easy to break. And one of the things we can do in Qigong is start to hydrate the body more so that it's less brittle and less breakable, more flexible like bamboo or a willow tree. So then stand with your two feet and we'll just do a little bit of joint releasing up the body and circle the hips a couple of times, one direction. Very basic level Qigong today is there are a quarter of you have not done practice before. And then reverse the other way. The spherical movements are also very complementary to the general shape of the body. There are no straight lines in the body. And then come to center, soften the knees. So when you stand in Qigong, there's a relaxation of the joints. Grip the toes up ever so slightly, which will help to stabilize your knees. And then let your arms swing. And as they swing, they wrap, your arms wrap lightly around the front and back sides of the waist. This has two names. One is a very practical name, arm swings for health. And then a more poetic name, which is called Constant Bear, which I really like, Constant Bear. So if you're a bear, you're heavy, grounded. The fur on a bear means that when your arms touch your belly and your back, there's a furriness, a softness, not a slapping so much as a gentle contact. And then a relaxed belly. Yeah, nothing too held in, but very soft, relaxed. Keep the head centered, and the crown of the head, the very crown is called 100 meeting points by Hui. Keep that lifted to the sky. And the tailbone, the pelvic floor, to the earth, pointing down. Then finishing that, release. Observe after that movement, only a minute or two. There's some tingling. Sometimes I feel that in my fingers and hands. That can be the movement of energy, you know, kinetic stored energy released, potential that was released, and it's moving through the cells of the body. Then, one arm at a time, circle your left arm, just doing that a few rounds, one direction. No, I got ahead of myself. I was like, both arms at once. And then reverse that. So just doing easy joint movements. And then even after, you know, five or six circles, one way, the other way, when I compare my arms, the arm that I've just circled feels much longer than the other arm. Yeah, so we'll do the other arm. Yeah. Natural breathing, and then reverse. And then and sense how the two arms feel. And then very gentle. All we're going to do is turn the head one direction and then turn the head the other direction. Some easy nose, shaking the head left to right. And then when you come back into center, we can do maybe it's the ear to the shoulder and then to the other shoulder. So nothing that necessarily pulls or tries to deliberately stretch. It's more about hydrating and mobilizing the joint spaces of the neck. And then come to center. Take the fingers, interlace them, and last thing we'll do is just circle the wrists and hands. And reverse. Good. So, releasing the arms, and I'm going to do a very short teaser session of some practices from the 18 forms. They're quite accessible. But I like them a lot for especially people newer to Qigong, but also people who've done it for a long time. And they tap into the fluidity, the intentionality, and the connection to the natural world. So the feet about shoulders distance wide and turn straight. Start with your hands resting back on the belly for a couple moments just to center and breathe. Kirsten, you good? Good, okay. And then as you begin releasing the arms, these are the 18 forms from Tai Chi Qigong. Shi Ba Shi, Tai Chi Qigong Shi Ba Shi. I'm going to show you from this side. It's very simple, but as you breathe in, your arms move forward and your hips lower slightly down. And as you breathe out, the crown of the head lifts as the arms float back down towards the starting point. Now, as you continue this, invite the intention to be to let your hands be like feelers. Hands are like feelers, which means they're just sensitive. No zombie arms trying to push anything, just very sensitive. Leading from the wrists, but also lifting as much as you can from an entire embodiment from center outward to the fingers. When you bend your knees, they don't have to bend very much, but keeping not the butt going back like this, but keeping the sense of the tailbone, the pelvic floor going down. If you're seated, you don't have to worry about the knees, you can just do the arms. Do one more. This is called harmonizing the chi. And then from there, we're just going to do a couple more. Arms go forwards and then open. This is all on one breath in. It's called opening the chest. Kai kuo xiong huai. Exhale, you release. Now, I alternately straighten my legs as my arms go forward and to the sides. And then bend my legs as the arms come down. Now, I mentioned some of the Qigong practices are martial. Tai Chi is an internal martial art, and the origin of the Tai Chi Qigong 18 forms is from Tai Chi. So as a martial practice, when the arms go out to the side, they don't go out too far. You stay kind of hands in the peripheral view. And this is so that you don't destabilize the shoulder and you stay kind of a formidable opponent. If someone were to, if you were to get attacked or pushed, yeah, you wouldn't be pushed over. Yeah. But it's very good in terms of a health practice for circulation and respiration as it affects the lungs and the heart meridians. Meridians are just rivers of energy that move through your body related to organs. Good. So hands still like feelers, moving them through water, but to really give support to your cardiovascular and respiratory systems. Very good for hypertension, high blood pressure, heart disease. One more round. Breath in, forward and open. Breath out, releasing down. Now, right into what I like to do is the third form. Conventionally, it's the fourth, but I feel like this follows on really well. You cross the arms, and then once they're overhead, you let them float back out and down. The palms are turned apart from each other. This is called separating clouds. And as you rise up, the arms go right to the clouds and they separate them either side of the body, either side of the two sides of your body. So this one is a beautiful intention. One, your hands are back to moving through clouds, which is a very delicate feeling, almost etheric. Two, it lifts the spirits because we lift ourselves up to the level of the clouds in the sky. We rise upward towards a little yang energy while staying practical and connected through our feet to the earth. It doesn't matter which arm is in front or doesn't matter which cross is in front. Yeah, keep the shoulders relaxed. This feels very good therapeutically for your shoulders. And it contributes as well to your circulatory, respiratory systems. But also, they say, good for depression, lifts the spirits. And these days, in the world we're in, and the uncertainty and confusion, something that can help with depression, I think is really good. for you, even if you think you have everything together. Very rare. Yeah, so one more time, separating clouds, the image that you might hold in your mind's eye, letting the sun through, or the stars, or the moon. Then I'm going to step the feet just a bit wider. And this one, sometimes done as the third, I like to do it as the fourth. The arms come out to the two sides, called rainbow dance. And really speaks to that idea of joy, right? Two ends of the rainbow. You hold them in your hands as you tip towards one leg. The other knee will bend. And then you rise on your breath in, and you change sides. And so you exhale, you can look down at the bottom hand. Rainbow dance, very good for the lateral extension of your spine. But this form, it speaks to earth element in Chinese medicine and Qigong. There's the spleen, part of your earth organ system, the spleen meridian runs up the sides of your waist. But it's also about balance. The earth is very much about maintaining balance. And the balance, I find, in a form like this, is fire and water. The rainbows appear to our eyes when sunlight shines down and it meets a water molecule and then refracts through the molecule, providing a spectrum of light we know as the rainbow. So it's a combination of sun and rain, water and fire. Good. So another couple rounds, just using that intention, balance, yin and yang, fire and water. Breath steady. Hands soft and relaxed. Finish going over towards your right if you started to your left. And then come back into center. Step the feet a little closer in. Bring the hands in and down. It's an opportunity to regulate the chi after a few movements and forms. Take a moment and observe, after just a little bit of intentional movement, how that feels. Yeah, you've already been busy. You've separated clouds, danced with rainbows, opened the chest, regulated your chi. Going to do one more from the, two more from the 18 forms, and then I'd like to finish with some something for the season we're in, autumn. So this one, it's called turning the wheel and turning the flying wheel. You take your hands and they are around an imaginary wheel. It can be thin or thick. If you've got any back injuries, you just don't bend forward. So I'm going to show, without back and without bending forward, what this form looks like. And you just go up and over without folding. And this is really good for the side body, the shoulders, the back. Now, if you don't have back injury and you like to take the forward fold, you can also do that. You start at the floor of the earth. You go towards your left and you start to circle as you breathe in, all the way out, all the way up, a big wheel. Could be a Ferris wheel, could be a Dharma wheel, could be a ship's wheel. And let's do about five more rounds, a total of six. If you get it all dizzy, just keep your eyes more focused forward on the ground. But stay steady with your breathing and use your intention. This is very good for the kidneys, very good for mobilizing through the spine. Kidneys are a water element, Organ and water relates to winter, inner strength, inner stillness. After about 5 rounds, reverse and take it the other way. Do about 5 or 6 rounds to the second side. Move like you're moving through water. You're using that intention to affect the movement. But also water, very soft and strong. Soft, we know, but strength of water, you know, carves the Grand Canyon. You know, wears jagged rock to smooth stone over time. It's the closest thing to the Tao, they say, which is everything and humble. It flows to the deepest places. It nourishes all things without ever having to be asked. When you're finished, you fold forwards, or if you're not going into the forward fold, you simply stay with the arms down and either upright like I'm showing or in the full forward fold. You flick your fingers, the cleansing, purifying qualities of water. And then stand if you're in the fold. Adjust the feet so you feel steady. And this is called the closing form for peaceful chi. It's very similar to the beginning movements we did. But this time, the intention is for peaceful chi. An zhang ping qi. Press the palms for peaceful chi. So, less turbulence, less erratic movement, but a calm, peaceful chi. Let that fill into your body as you bring the hands down. And that is the final form of the 18 forms, the closing form for peaceful chi. Take a moment, replace your hands on the belly and notice, what does this practice of moving energy with intention offer you? Qigong is sometimes described in the West as moving meditation. So we're going to do just a little bit for the season in the Northern Hemisphere, at least. And I apologize if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. It won't be having any negative impact on you if that's true. But the first thing I'm going to do is just a little bit of meridian acupressure. It's a lung one point. So if you find your collarbones, and then you slide your fingers out. I'm going to show you. Slide your fingers out to the outer collarbone. And before you get to the shoulder here, you get kind of to an indentation, and then it stops right there where your shoulder is. Yeah. And then right about 1 inch down from there, you have a little point. If you massage it, it can sometimes feel tender. This is lung one, the first point on the lung meridian. Yeah. And just massaging on one side, stimulating that first point of the lung meridian. Lungs relate to the metal phase and the season of autumn. They're about inspiration, but they're also connected to the emotion of grief. We hold grief in the lungs, and you know, this is a difficult time in the world. There's a lot that we can be grieving, and there's a lot of loss, but there's the seasonality as well. But grief is a natural emotion. It's also a part of the cycles of creation and dissolution. And then just massage that a little bit when you're done, just stroking it. And then you'll find the point on the other side. So just as a reminder, you find your collarbone, you move over to the shoulder, but there's a little like end of the collarbone there before you get to the shoulder. And there's a little indentation. You go slightly down from that. Oh, feels a little tender. Yeah, some of you may be able to feel that. And you use your fingertips to massage that first. You can apply as much pressure as feels good. And when we can meet and embrace the creation and dissolution in life, you know, it's happening all the time in nature. And we can learn that when we let go and we can let grief be an emotion that moves into and through us, we digest it, we can open up to greater connections and greater appreciation for what's important in our lives. It's the quality of metal element, metal phase, and just massage and stroke that. Yeah. And then one more you're going to do for the large intestine. So in your hand, you're going to press, if you, you know, the little web here, you press, there's a Q&A at the bottom of the screen. Okay. I will, oh, you can end, okay, at the end of the session, yeah. So you're just massaging that point there. You can use your thumb or anything. It's the large intestine that pairs with the lungs. And this is about letting go. The thing is, we might hear, oh, letting go, it's a, you know, natural, it feels right. But many societies in the West now are much more focused on accumulation. We're in a cumulative world. We want more. It's hard to let things go. So the clinging, the other hand, you can do that. Clinging can create clutter in our lives, but also prevent us from really seeing what's important. We can pare back and cull the things in our life that kind of accumulate and results in kind of a lack of clarity, lack of a, just, you know, a drive or a clear sense of courage and strength. Okay, so with those points stimulated, the last thing we're going to do is for the metal element. It's a practice that I love. It has to do with taste, but it also has to do with bitterness. And in Chinese, to eat bitter, 吃苦, is a positive thing. It means that you can eat the bitterness in life and that you have fortitude and stamina and resilience to get you through it. If you say to someone, oh, you're really eating bitter, it's a real compliment to them. So this is called swallowing the bitter pill. Knees are soft, hips distance wide. As you breathe in, you take the arms forwards. As you breathe out, you let your hands bend in towards the lungs. And then the lungs, as you breathe in, they open as your arms open. This is to take in that inspiration, the appreciation, to make room for things. Then when you exhale, your hands come in, this time to the center of the chest, one in front of the other, without touching. So from the side, there's just a little gap. And as you breathe in, you hear your hands travel to the belly. And as you breathe out, let go. Yeah, just do that two more times. Inhaling forward. And exhale, you know, meeting the letting go, meeting what the lungs can take in, the grief as well as the appreciation for things, the inspiration, open, breathing in. And then swallowing the bitter pill, taking all that life arises, or everything that arises in life, letting that come in a way that is digestible. You can let it move down through you, breathing in. And then when you're ready, you can also let it go. One more time, So this works strongly with intention. Breathing in. And exhale to the lungs to strengthen the lungs, strengthen your capacity to feel both qualities of importance and value and appreciation in life, to also take in the things that are ready to be let go of, the things that we grieve. Let it digest through you, inhaling down, and then exhaling. Gather your arms. And gathering your capacity for meeting life fluidly, and to have a sense of your intention and the power of the intention in your practice, to affect your energy, to affect how and in what way you live and choose to live. Fill with those qualities as the hands come down. Again. Adjust the feet, place your hands on the lower dantian, returning the chi to its origin. Noticing the effect of practice, and an invitation just to ground, center and steady in the midst of all the changing fluid nature of experience. Be here. We'll finish by taking the dominant hand into a fist and the other hand over that fist. We'll do three bows. The first bow is to each other. I'm bowing to you whether you're watching now, live, or later in a recorded class. Second bow is a bow to your teachers, past, present, and future. And third bow is to yourself. But when you bow to yourself, you bow to those who've given you life. Parents, grandparents, ancestors, all those who've come before you, maybe as far back as to the source that is one. Thank you so much for being here live or later in a recorded session. And I wanted to leave a little bit of time for some questions, maybe a couple if you have some. I also know that the host, Renko, will have some closing comments, but please do unmute yourself or type in a question in the Q&A if you have any. I encourage you to. Eve, that was lovely. Thank you, Eve. And just to say, I saw a couple of you saying hello earlier, and I wanted to acknowledge that. It was nice to see someone from Louisville, Colorado, and DK, I'm not sure, hello from DK, I'm not sure where that is. thank you so much for the powerful practice, Elka is saying, and Vout is saying thank you. We have a minute to wrap up, okay. And you feel calm and energized. Someone saying a nice practice from Puerto Rico. Thank you all so much. The comments are really kind, and I know we're out of time. Renko will pick up from here, but just to say I'm seeing your acknowledgements and I really appreciate that. It's really kind. I'm really grateful to have been part of this session.
Wow, this was really great for me. It was such an energy. I have never done Qigong before, but this was so powerful. Even despite we were on the screen, I felt so much changing inside of me. So thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And also your smile was like a glue that, just glued me to two words. It was magical. Thank you. Okay, so just a few announcements before the end. Next session that you can see on this channel is going to be We Are All Energy with Mario Sanchez Avila. It's going to be at 8 p.m. UK time. In between, if you're if you're all day on the screen just watching the sessions, do something, move around, don't be on the screen. But you can also join the coffee break. There's gonna be links in the chat. Yeah. Also, you can join the Facebook group and comment there with the peers. And also, because there's so many of the lectures, and if you're just a little bit like me, you're just, wow, I cannot watch them all. So there is a possibility you can really own this whole more than like 1,000 of recordings, like a session library. So not only will you get the recordings of all sessions, you will also get the notes from the session, so you can just read through them if you don't have time to go through them. Also the audio files, just if you want to run and listen on or driving, like a normal just audio file. And also for those of you that want to approach this in more structured way, you will get something very special. It's a learning list, so it's going to be almost like university material. And also not to forget that during the conference, it's the price is 50% off, so to use this opportunity. And it's going to be a great gift for you and also for the others, because you're going to help this conference being free while it's run live. So thank you. And also, so now we'll ask for the last, like, best tip to being more embodied. So Mimi, please.
Wow, last best tip for being more embodied. I would say, remember, you are a manifestation of the natural world. We're nature manifest in human form, and all you have to do is look outside and you will feel embodied, because all of that out there is happening right here in you, right now.
So. Yes, and actually you connected me so much to the environment in this short by mentioning the water, the clouds. It's like we are really surrounded by it. So yeah, thank you.
Pleasure, and thanks for being a great host, Renko. Really nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And I wish you all well. Please stay safe and keep doing your practices, because that is going to really, I think, make the biggest difference in the long term to the sanity and the love in the world. So keep doing it.
Okay, just the last links. And thank you all. Thank you.
Bye. So nice to see you live.
Bye.